The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
We're live.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Piano Night Live with Lucia and Glenn, where tonight we are experiencing Season 3, Episode 12.
12.
My goodness. 12 episodes so far this year. That means that we only skipped a beat a couple of times, right?
Right.
Maybe the Valentine's Day weekend we missed, and New Year's weekend we missed. What other holiday did we miss?
Oh, I don't know. Thanksgiving, Christmas,
Lazy Monday.
Yeah.
Did you forget about Lazy Monday?
Not at all.
No. And then there was that one song that was really hard and you had to practice it for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, don't do that again.
No. So, anyway, tonight we're playing Lucia's favorite song that was actually written by...
So tonight's song, because we have a rule now that when Lucia picks a song, Lucia explains the story. Don't shake the camera. But when Glenn...
This is a family show.
That's why I didn't curse. But when Glenn has a song, Glenn explains it. So tonight, we're going to do a song by Bob Dylan from the 1997 album Out of Mind. But we're not doing the Bob Dylan version.
What if I don't like Bob Dylan?
I really don't care what
you're
gonna you think.
You're going to scare my listeners away.
I really don't care what you think.
Tell
this
a story.
Is not the show. Anyhow, the song we're doing tonight is off of the 1997 album Time Out of Mind by Bob Dylan. This song, Make You Feel My Love, was covered by many artists, including Claire Dunn, Garth Brooks, Shane Fillon, Brian Carey, Anne Brun, Nick Knowles, and tonight, the one and only Adele. I am going to perform it for you on the Kurzweil, and then when we come back,
I have a question.
Over, 1 minute! We come back when the song's over, we're going to tell you what's going on downstairs. So what's your question?
Did you say Nick Nolte?
I did.
You mean Nick Nolte?
Something like that.
And who else did you forget?
Listen.
Who else covered the song?
I went by Wikipedia. Do I have to say it again?
Okay.
Sure. No problem. Claire Dunn, Garth Brooks, Shane Fillon, Brian Carey, Kelly Clarkson, Anne Brun, Nick Knowles, and Adele.
Nick Knowles?
N-I-C-K-K-N-O-W-L-E-S.
Okay, it wasn't covered by Nick Nolte then, was it?
I didn't say Nick Nolte.
You weren't listening.
You made that up on your own.
I know I did, because that's what I heard. Nick Knowles. Nick Nolte.
You're facetious like that.
What?
So,
who else was it covered by?
I've already told you. I'm not telling you again.
No, I will tell you who else it was covered by.
Go ahead.
Billy Joel.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Billy Joel.
Oh, thank you, Lucia.
Oops.
Poops. Poops. That's what I smell.
Excuse me. This is
poops.
This is the first time that I'm doing this, okay? So, take it as it is.
All right. Well, this is getting exciting, folks. So, pay attention. Do you need to turn the lights on?
Lights are on.
Okay.
When the rain is blowing in your face,
Wow, man. That was really good, Lucy. You only made a couple of mistakes.
How would you know? You don't know.
No, no, no. The piano playing was really good, but the tag is sticking out the back of your shirt.
I really don't care.
Can you tuck it in for me because it's bothering me? Please.
Shut up.
No, you didn't tuck it in. It's still tucked out. There you go. Oh, what does the back of your shirt say?
I don't know.
Spitfire. Maiden. 2018 Iron Maiden.
So, there you go. Here's what's going on downstairs. So for those of you who follow the adventure on our profiles, not the Lucia and Glenn page, you will see that part of the basement has been transformed into a pool hall, which has been near and dear to Glenn's heart since he's a kid. You guys should have seen the trick shot that he did the other night. Maybe on a future episode of Piano Night Live, we'll definitely bring that out again, because that was incredible, Glenn, I gotta tell you. But
on the first try on the new pool table, in the new pool hall, right, I made that trick shot happen. Ta-da.
Right. Now, the rest of the basement we're going to keep as top secret. But rumor has it, according to Captain Liberty and Captain Dixie, there is a baby grand piano coming for the downstairs. I have no idea what's going on, but this baby will stay right here. This baby's not moving. So on a future episode of Piano Night Live, and maybe everyone after that, you're going to see some severe shenanigans with this piano, some crazy outfits, maybe some karaoke. We're going to lighten up Piano Night Live with Lucia and Glenn. So, without further ado, we're going to do the closing song. Flip the camera.
I thought you were going to show them down.
Nah. We're going to do an official unveiling.
Okay.
Get over here.
Here it comes.
So, this part of the show goes out to Mike over at Three Saints Barbershop in Jessup.
Again?
Listen, he's the one that came up with the idea,
so
you don't
my
like
ear.
It. There's
You're the hurting my ears.
Now move over. I need room.
Turn Ready? That thing around a little bit.
I'm not turning nothing around.
There, because I want to see my face.
Ready?
Boy, the way Glenn Miller plays.
To be the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
And you knew who you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
Those were the days.
Ta-da.
Nailed it! Finally.
Maybe you'll get to see the basement next time, folks.
No, we're gonna save that for a special night of Piano Night Live. Now, let's give them a sneak peek. Next week's song. Now wait.
Okay. Can I sing?
No.
I know all the words.
No.
But I do.
One of two.
She won't let me sing.
Shut up. This one or this one?
Which one?
This or that?
That.
That?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
That's my song.
I'll let you sing a little bit of it.
Okay.
Go. Is it all in the pretty little head of
what?
LucciaandGlynn.com, LucciaandGlynn. Sign up for the newsletter. You'll get all the social notifications. You will get
where we will be.
Everything.
Everything.
You get it all. You go to our website, you get it all right in the simple email.
You get it all.
Now, of course, if you want to be lazy, okay, you can go to YouTube, hit the little red subscribe button, and get the notifications when we have posted another video. Or you can follow us here on our Facebook page, Lucia and Glenn. Like it, follow us, share it. Go to the community tab, invite your network to like our page. And the battle, oh, I didn't tell you. The battle with Facebook continues. Did I tell you what the recent argument is? So, Facebook has two Audubon title and tag pages. Look for the one with the ampersand, please, until I get it resolved. And the old One Way to Fun page should hopefully be transformed over to Lucia and Glenn pretty soon. If not, I think I'm gonna lose my nuggets. So I've been fighting with them all week. I'm going nuts. So shout out to Jason, Bonnie, Margie, Jimmy Slocum, which we know who you are, and one mean Mr. Mean Ass Bad Lee Johnson. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and the rest of you 13 Yuhas, including Danilyn and Billy, we know you're watching. Thanks for tuning into our mayhem. What do you got to say before we tune out?
Thank you all for being our fans.
Yeah. We love you all. Peace, good night, be safe out there, and remember, support your local businesses. They sure could use the help right now.